mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every day I get emails, I get letters, I get faxes, I get phone calls on air where colleges, high schools, VFW halls, city meeting halls, people are showing martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. I can only commend you. We're going to have wide open phones this hour. I'm going to play one last time. I've only done it one other time, that clip where Cynthia McKinney confronts Rumsfeld on child kidnapping rings. And we cannot ignore this story. And the trillions missing from the Pentagon, and the 9/11 drills. That's coming up. Also, just a huge smattering of news and, of course, loaded phones. Got to move quickly, but I wanted to have one last question for Jose in Puerto Rico. I know I can see where people buy our videos, people in Mexico, Canada, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Africa, Puerto Rico. They get my films, but that's exciting. So in your high school class, Jose, who showed martial law at your high school?
Yeah, the 9/11.
Put him on hold. He's listening over the internet, and there is a like 2 minute delay on the internet, or a, I don't know, like a minute delay on the internet, so he doesn't know. Try to talk to Jose. I want to get this answered and get him back on. Is he at his phone, John? Yep. Hey, John. Is Jose back to his phone yet? Hey, Jose, you there?
Yeah.
That's all right. Just answer this last question. I appreciate you calling. So was it your teacher or a student playing the film?
Well, basically, it was a class lecture, you know what I'm saying? She basically, she saw your tape, she saw your website, but to a friend, and she ordered it, and she showed it to a class lecture, and a lot of us were surprised when we saw her.
You've got a great teacher there, you know, and I want to commend her.
She's a Hispanic teacher, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's like, about the new world. She wasn't aware about the new world order, and it basically got her more aware, and we saw a lot of your tapes. She showed another DVD lecture called 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, after that, and it was a wake-up call for a lot of our class lectures, but she's going to start showing it to other school lectures, you know, like an afternoon lecture, she'll start showing that. But they think a lot of figures like in the States, they figure all the situations are happening inside the United States. They figure it'll never happen out here in the
island. Well, Americans think that it can't happen here. You know, it's that idea of can't happen here. We're insulated, and none of us are insulated, regardless of where we live. You keep it up, and you tell her I said thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet, sir. You tell her I really appreciate what she's doing. Everybody is doing it. It's spreading like wildfire. Very exciting. And she ought to, as homework, tell you to go make copies of it. I hope you guys hand out copies of the film, because that's the real activism. That's the type of stuff that will bring them down. In fact, you're a territory of the U.S. You should try to throw out the Patriot Act in your city. What is it, San Juan, I would guess? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in New York. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this is John. I heard last week on the CBS Evening News that one half of our honeybees are gone.
Yes.
And they're going to be pretty much extinct in another couple of years.
And the sperm count's down by 80%+. Women's fertility is way down.
They said that one-third of all our food are going to be missing off of our plate. And now I want to know if this is just scare tactics.
No, it's true.
Bioterrorism. What's
going
on?
No, it's true. No, it's a mite.
A mite, right. That's what they said.
It's a mite. I have family that's in the honeybee business, and this devilish mite just goes in there and lays it. It's, you ever seen the movie Alien?
Yeah.
How it lays an egg in your mouth, it goes down your stomach, and then explodes and eats
right.
You. Well, that's what this mite does.
Well, I was just wondering, is this bioengineered, or does any of your callers know anything more about this, maybe? Or?
No, it's a plague. I mean, this has happened before.
Okay.
But Now, you know the honeybee is not indigenous to the U.S. It's an invasive species. Stay there. We'll talk about it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I got to go quickly to your calls because I got some more interesting audio clips that I want to play and analyze. And I've also got a ton of news I want to cover, but let's continue with your calls. The last caller, John in New York, is still on with us. He raised news reports he's seen about half the honeybee population nationwide knocked out. That's actually a conservative number. Pesticides have already weakened honeybees, a lot of the other chemicals that have been used, but this particular mite that's been around for decades, that I believe, I'm going from memory, has come over here from Europe, and honeybees are originally from Europe. The predominant type of bee you see that does a lot of the pollinization was actually brought here by European settlers. It is, quote, an invasive species, showing all invasive species are not bad. Most of them are good. I mean, everything's an invasive species. If you go back far enough, you know, thousands of years ago, Asians coming across the Bering Strait out of Asia today over into Alaska and then peopling all of the Americas, that's an invasive species. Man is an invasive species. But the honeybee certainly does a good thing. And it is in deep trouble, and so now all over the country, they've seen this coming. Its numbers have been going down and down and down for the last decade. They're having 4-H clubs. That's why it's so important to have and to support agricultural communities that aren't corporate but that are local and family-driven. And all over the country, from Texas to North Carolina, thousands and thousands of farming families have volunteered to take these different colonies of honeybees that are uninfected and to medicate them and to treat them and to watch them and hopefully get colonies going in their area, not for honey, not to gather honey as a business, but just to be able to continue pollinating. Also, the honeybee did, in the last 100 years, displace a lot of other insects that were involved in pollination. But there are some species of food plant that we eat and consume and produce in this country that are predominantly reliant on the honeybee, so it is a problem. The question is, why is this mite that's been here for a long, long time suddenly engaging in such devastating attacks on its host, the European honeybee? Anything else, John?
No, that was exactly my question that you just stated, because they said it's happened before in the past, but never to this extent. And the other thing was, they were going to bioengineer a bee that could withstand this, not just selectively breed. But
and that'll cause its own, problems.
That's what I thought.
We should deal with the pest.
I mean,
they just genetic engineer everything and just turn it loose like it's not going to cause a problem.
I just want to thank you for the wake-up call, because I'm waking other people up according to the truths that I hear, and I sift through the sifter, and it really helps to see things in a different light, and it helps to raise questions that would otherwise not have been raised. Thank you for your job that you're doing there.
Well, no, thank you. Please, folks, stop thanking me. I want to thank you for being listeners, for taking action, for caring about this country and the world, and being involved. And I'll say it again. It doesn't matter if Alex Jones is a good guy or a bad guy. I sound like Bob Dole now. It doesn't matter if Bob Dole's a... It doesn't matter who I am. I mean, I know I'm a decent person who tries to be a good person. I'm not perfect. I try to bring you the best information. I try to analyze world events as best I can. And you look at my predictions and what I've said and my track record. When we've got listeners that have been listening for 9 years on radio, 10 years on TV. You've seen my track record. But that doesn't matter. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's about the information and what you as leaders are going to do with that information. John in Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Great to hear your voice. Great person you are. What you're doing is just truly a wonderful, amazing thing. If anybody's fighting for God's interest, it surely would be yourself. And the reason I'm calling, you know, I'm looking at Social Security. It was designed to be self-sufficient, of course, and they've been using it as a slush fund and putting in IOUs.
It was designed to be a supplement.
Right. Well, it's designed to keep itself afloat is what I was getting at.
And now they've broken up the families in this country, and people, the yuppies, aren't taking care of their parents. The real Social Security system is having 5 children and being family-oriented, and then if you've got good, decent children, they're going to want to serve you in your old age.
Well, okay, but they've also, like, as I was getting at, is that you've been putting money into it as an American to serve the interests of your family, your grandparents, hopefully. You know, when they retire, they'll have something to keep them becoming homeless. Or
yes.
From becoming homeless. But they've been taking this money on their own and replacing it with IOUs.
There hasn't been money in that fund for 20 years.
Right.
It goes directly out of the account.
Right, and the money that is there's an advocacy group out there that, I can't recall their name, but they've brought forward that you're only getting 2% on your deposits as it is. You have billions and billions of dollars. The bank's only going to give you 2%, okay, because that's how they're managing it. And Bush, he's telling Americans today that it's going to cost you $3 trillion to move the remaining money that's in there into the stock market.
No, I know. Now, the stock market will do anything to get you to invest your money, but now we've got to pay them trillions of dollars to move it.
Yeah, and you know, they're there for their private interest, okay? So it's not going to serve your interest as an American who has a love for your family to allow him to put this money in an unprotected market. I mean, the same kind of Enron scam could go down, because look, Americans, your money is
sir, it's not going to go down. It will go down.
Great. So I'm looking at this, and I'm saying this is obviously not in the interest of any single American citizen in the world. And yet Bush trumpets this is his plan. We don't get any oppositional voices in the mainstream media. And the only thing I can see saving America, this as just an example of what the problem is overall across the board, is that the individual has to engage. Like, your show is fantastic, but you look at other shows. We know, generally speaking, maybe these kinds of topics aren't very popular on coast to coast, but you as an individual have to make the effort anyway. If you get cut off, Oh, well, you just
sir, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I totally agree with you. Look, let me just talk about Social Security for a minute. Okay? The government plan is bad. They've looted it. They've stolen from it. Now it's basically going to be bankrupt. So their solution is, let's shift a part of it over to private funds, but then you're going to, as the caller just said, you're going to have the same scams because the government's still going to be managing it. The same scams are going to be going on. So the system's bad to begin with, and you can't fix it. And I'm not saying now let's take the old people's money away. The point is, they got us domesticated. They got us dependent. It's like feeding squirrels at the park or pigeons. They get to where they can't forage for themselves. And so they've set up the economy where everything is going to cycle us into government dependency. Bush passed a law 2 years ago where they can take your pension funds, your private pension funds, the corporations can, and that you don't really own your pension fund. They changed it to where they don't have liability now, and they can take a lot of your pension funds. And they've been raiding the pension funds for a long time, just like Enron. So you're absolutely right, folks. So, again, Bush and the Democrats have you debate things within this controlled paradigm, and the whole thing's a fraud. And we're it's designed to keep us in the system as it gets more and more abusive and as we get less and less. Good points, caller. I just got to get to everybody else here. Let's go ahead and talk to Sandy in San Diego. Go ahead, Sandy.
To do the most important job in the world.
Okay, we got people listening on the Internet again, so we'll go back to Sandy in a few minutes. Let's talk to Alexander in Mass. Alexander?
Yes, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
All right. I just wanted to tell you something real quick. On April 20th, I was driving into Cambridge, and I saw David Gergen. And I flipped my lid. My friend who was sitting next to me had no idea who he was, so I had to show him the video. And
where did you see David Gergen?
In Harvard Square. I went back to see where he was, and it was right outside the Harvard School of Government. I was so interested, looking at the campus, because, I kind of want to, get on the inside just, from the outside. I don't want to, get into, any mainstream systems.
Yes.
And stuff like that. I'm really getting interested in, political investigations and stuff. I'm copying your video and giving it to everyone I'm talking about.
Thank you.
All sorts of stuff, and everyone thinks I'm crazy all the time, but I don't really care because I live happily. You know?
You're telling them the world is round. They keep saying it's flat, but soon they'll agree with you.
I know. It just makes life a lot more interesting if you care about what's real. So I thought I would.
So what was David Gergen doing? Slinking about?
He was just walking. He was going towards Alston, actually.
He's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's kind of a scary-looking man. But I was wondering if I ever ran into him, if you had a message for him, possibly.
Just tell him that Alex Jones from Bohemian Grove, the Bohemian Grove visitor, says hi, and ask him if he's seen the new film he's in.
Okay, yeah, I will ask him that. I think that Bohemian Grove probably is, the biggest, probably best way to convince anyone that we need to change who is deciding.
We got the video, we got the mainstream news articles, we've got them admitting on C-SPAN it exists, and
they do
satanic rituals.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got to start, I don't know.
I mean, if he's walking by real fast, I'd just say, hey, how's Moloch?
Yeah, right.
How's Moloch, David?
I know. All right.
How's he doing?
Cool, Alex. I'll talk to you later, man.
Thanks for the call. Let's go back and see if Sandy is with us now. Sandy in San Diego, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
You've inspired me so much to do so many great things against the New World Order. But one of the things I think that is the most important thing a human being can do is to be a parent and to raise that child with all the maturity that you have. Yet I don't really understand about this 13-year-old girl. She wasn't mature enough to abstain from sex. She wasn't mature enough to use contraceptives to stop herself from possibly getting some diseases. But yet, how can she be mature enough to actually nurture the baby in her womb and give her education of a good human being when she's actually having this baby? I mean, she doesn't even know enough to have prenatal care. Who's to say she's going to stop having drugs?
Well, that's the argument. That's the argument. Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it. Look, that child doesn't deserve to be killed. There's been a lot of famous people, a lot of intelligent people who came from poor young mothers. And we shouldn't put that judgment on that child and then have a bioethics decision about if it has a right to live. Stay with us.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money, it'll be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The state of Texas is considering the legislation, the enacting legislation, to carry out Bush's New Freedom Initiative, the federal program here in Texas. And we had some of our reporters there on the scene, and it made it in the Associated Press. And the head of the committee and the doctor that was there pushing it for the state said that, well, the reason we've got over two-thirds of foster children on psychotropics or Ritalin is because they come from poor families, and genetically they are basically damaged. Of course, no genetic tests were done. It's all false. It's just made up. It's right out of the Hitler playbook. Eugenics, push my Margaret Sanger, the head of Planned Parenthood, the founder of it, was picked up by Adolf Hitler. He gave her awards. She gave him awards. And this attitude of, well, these poor people, they're having children and they're living bad lives, and so shouldn't the state maybe get involved? And then the extrapolation of that is, well, how can she have a child, this 13-year-old? Why not abort it? That child's probably going to have a bad life. Well, number one, even if they were, you don't commit a murder to stop that. But number two, I can probably think of about 7 or 8 of my friends, good friends, who are radio talk show hosts, who are business owners, who are, you know, living in, you know, $300,000 houses and living good lives. And they were adopted from young girls back in the 40s, 50s, 60s that didn't have abortion because it was illegal, went and adopted out the baby. So I'm trying to get where you're coming from here, Sandy, in San Diego.
I understand that, but, you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, that some kids, you know, just don't know about prenatal care. And what happens if she starts using drugs? And now is the state going to come in and arrest her like they did to the woman in Utah? I mean, is that going to put the girl in jail now because she...
Yes. You know, yeah, if somebody's using Ritalin or Prozac and is pregnant, but see, that's okay for a mother to be on that hurts the child. But then if you're on cocaine, we got to take it. No, period. People shouldn't be on these drugs when they're pregnant or nursing children. That's just a public safety criminal thing. But, I mean, how does that tie into the state telling people to have abortions? I don't understand.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying. I just kind of feel that, you know, that they could actually come in, not necessarily tell her to have an abortion, but if they're forcing her to have a baby when she may not be mature enough or maybe even on some kind of, you know, smoking or drinking or doing some other drugs, now she's hurting the fetus, and now the state's going to put her in jail. And then what's going to happen to her in 10 or 20 years?
But that sounds like Janet Reno's argument. We've got to save the children in Waco, so we're going to burn them.
I don't really know Janet Reno. You're who I listen to most of all. But
listen, this is what I'm trying to get at here, okay? You're talking about the Florida case, right?
Yeah, that's what I...
There's all these different cases. There are cases where the mother and the father don't want an abortion, but the 12-year-old does, and the state goes along with it. In Florida, this is because of public backlash. The courts want to kill the baby. The girl doesn't. Some other courts want to save the baby. Bottom line, people that young, people, period, shouldn't be doing this. There is no reason to be doing this. And then it gets into, well, it's my body. Well, no, it is something inside your body. It is separate from you, and that human being has a right. Look, the bioethics people say kill 18-month-old babies.
So what you're saying is if the teenager, say, you know, has a drug problem and she goes out and has sex and becomes pregnant and she continues to have a drug problem because you just can't lick those things overnight and then she does hurt the fetus, that it's okay that she goes in jail and that because she knows that maybe she's not ready to have that baby, that, you know, then she goes to jail and her life is ruined and then maybe the baby's deformed.
What you don't do is kill the baby. Oh, my gosh, she's hurting the baby, so let's kill it.
Well, she's also ruining her life, too. You know, I just think it's kind of a delicate situation.
But she that's right. It's a delicate situation that shouldn't be handled with spraying acid up into the womb.
Well, I just don't think that one rule can, you know, justify everyone's individual actions. You know, maybe this girl is, you know, a victim of incest from her father or, you know, there's all these arguments.
So kill a baby?
I think that every individual situation should be different for that individual case and just not one
blanket
law. Look
what's happened to our society since we started abortion. Has it helped families? No. Is society breaking down? No. Thanks for the call. What's happening is the globalists are social engineers and architects, and the program they're carrying out is breaking society down further. Now, what I think you're going to agree with, Sandy, is that it's not debatable. We should not... A 12-year-old in Illinois should not be able to tell her parents, no, I want to kill this baby. And when the parents try to bar her physically from doing it, they come arrest the parents. You see, they're using a debate like Florida, which is somewhat more cloudy, though it's really not, but to the perception of people it is. I'll agree with you on that. They're using that to then have a larger debate, which then legitimizes killing young children's babies. We'll be right back. We'll take a few final calls and cover news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world. Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-982. Herbal Health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American herb and spice products today.
Play this clip of Cynthia McKinney, then we'll take a few final calls from Barney and Gil and maybe Roger if I have time. But here's an example of two-dimensional thinking, okay, in politics and in things that are happening in society, just life in general. Nigerian state to jail parents who resist polio vaccines, AFP. A state in northern Nigeria will jail any parents who refuse or above healthcare workers who try to vaccinate their children against the creeping, crippling polio virus, a report said. Polio is horrible. Polio has killed millions and maimed and crippled millions. Here's another one, BBC. Yemen polio outbreak gathers pace. Doctors in Yemen are trying to stop the spread of an outbreak of polio, which has so far affected 22 people. The country had been polio-free since 1996. Now, let me just stop there. You hear reports like that, and you think, well, make people take them. Here's the problem. Did you know that in Asia, Latin America, but predominantly Africa, there have been scores of reports where major medical firms and universities test polio vaccines, they test hepatitis vaccines, they test tetanus vaccines, and they have bioweapons, hormones bound to the molecule so the woman can't ever have children again. Admitted UN program. I have the UN documents where they want to sterilize people through the vaccines. Henry Kissinger documents from 73. CIA declassified in 92. I mean, this is the type of stuff we've got. over and over again. So the Africans, and this has been all over the African news, it's been in the British news, the UN will come in, give shots in a village of, say, 300 people, and 20 people die the next day. And so all over Africa, people start running when they see the medical vehicles. Before, they thought it was big medicine and worshipped medical care as, you know, witch doctors. They wanted it. They'd let you do anything to them. I've actually researched this. I mean, they just, wow, please give me shots. Please give me, oh, I want the witch doctor's medicine. Now they run. Now, genetically modified food that Europe ships them and we ship them rots in the docks. People starving won't eat it. Why? Because they're common sense, folks. I have articles in Road to Tyranny, mainstream papers, admitting bioweapon plans from as early as the 50s to put poisons and toxins and sterilization compounds in grain for Asia and Africa. And so, see, that's a three-dimensional discussion right there. That's my own little term for it. We look at it as two-dimensional, that is flat, with no curves, no depth to it. And hey, these idiot savages, you know, that's what the loving liberals would say. Oh, we have to engineer, social engineer them. What's wrong with those fools? They won't take it. But they know that they've been poisoned with it. There's a reason 45% of many African nations has HIV. People who never had a shot, never had sex, but have had the shots, directly linked back to it. Nobel laureates have gone public and said this. Look, vaccines are good for certain things. They do work. We need something where private companies come out, just like with organic food, and promise safe vaccines and promise transparency and have 10 different independent labs test them for purity. And then, man, roll my sleeve up. You know, give me a shot. But no, they all have amnesty. They all have blanket protection. They all have immunity is the proper term, the vaccine makers. And they're owned and run by people who put out policy reports saying, I want to kill 80% of people. Meanwhile, I love the African children. I gave 10 million pounds of my own money to vaccinate them. I'm, you know, the royal prince. I'm Prince Charles's father. It goes on and on and on. Put two and two together. Well, the Africans have, but the educated idiots over here haven't. People in Peru have. They won't take the shots now. They used to love it. Primitive people love health care. They love the witch doctor. Okay, they will stand in line. They will fight to get to it, but not once they saw the response. So, see, you're an evil kook now. See, I'm running out of time here, folks. But now you're an evil kook if you don't want to take the shot. You see, that's how sophisticated this propaganda is. There's an article out of the state, South Carolina's news. A Mexican migrant worker has been arrested for performing an illegal abortion on herself. That shouldn't happen. See, this poor woman didn't know that there are groups that will pay her, as I said, on average. I don't want to hear people don't want Hispanic babies. They're standing in line for them. Okay. $80,000. For that baby, that they pay to put her up in a house and take care of her and then give her money after she has the child. Poor thing, didn't even have the money for an abortion, so went and did it herself. And now she's being charged. That's something interesting. With the Lacey Peterson case, the baby dies, so they charge him with murder of a baby, as they should, but I thought it's not a human. See, this is the national schizophrenia that we're talking about here. Oh, I could spend the rest of the show on, I've got an AP article about how they have pigs with total human brains, chimpanzees with human brains, lungs, hearts, everything. And they're just open air all over the place, all over the country, all over the world, just absolute, no controls, totally dangerous, happening. It's out of control. It's all totally and completely out of control. While I get this news stack together, I can only hear about 4 or 5 minutes of this. I can't hear the whole thing because I want to be able to take your calls. But here's Cynthia McKinney a month ago in the Joint Armed Services Committee in the House. Not the Joint, that'd be House and Senate. In the House Armed Services Committee. And she brings up three questions. All documented, all public, all admitted. And listen to the response of Rumsfeld And Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff Myers, now there's a new one, the Marine, and some of the other people. Listen to this response, and I'll come back. I'm going to scan through this giant stack and see what's the most important to cover, then we'll take calls. Go ahead and roll this. It's so important we're playing it again.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no. Absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
So kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children, you get in the penalty box. Well, next time some killer grabs a kid and kidnaps him, I guess we'll just put him in the penalty box and give him a couple $1 million or $1 billion contracts. Roll just a little bit more because I got to cover some news. Go ahead and roll it.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question. I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. I appreciate the question. I appreciate your interest in our department's financial condition, and we are working very hard on that program. I've just come back recently.
I understand that you're working hard on it, but my question was, who has the contract? How long have they had that contract? And how much money have we spent on it?
In general, we spend about $20 billion in the Department on Information Technology Systems. The accounting systems are part of that. I can get you the exact number for the record of what we spend on our current, what we call legacy systems, and those that we're moving toward.
And who has the contracts?
That would be a multitude of individuals.
Could you name some, please?
Well, I think off the top of the my head, well, I would rather not. I'd rather provide that for the record.
That's not privileged information, is it?
I'm sure it's not.
Well, please.
Yes.
And we still have time, so please.
All right.
I would be
glad. We don't have time, so I'll actually hear the rest of that tomorrow if I have time. I mean, child kidnapping, they just make excuses. Trillions missing, make excuses. Oh, we just don't know where it is. No, we're not going to tell you. This has been going on for years, by the way. I've been talking about this for almost 3 years. They just never answer. Just, oh, trillions missing, we won't say. Just a computer problem. Just like with the voting machines. Oh, well, it's run by the CIA, but we can't let you look at them or know anything. And just trust us and just know you can't look inside. Just shut up. And then she gets into war games and Myers just flaps his lips up there, doesn't really even say anything. Well, there were some drills that morning, but I can't really talk about it. That clip's on PrisonPlanet.com. All right, let me just run through this really fast. Dell to expand presence to hire 3,000 more in India, and they've moved factories to China, and I've got Michael Dell 5 years ago on tape saying he'd never move anything to China. Total liar, and I had his employees make fun of me and worship him, but you're not laughing now, are you? This is out of Wired News. Scientists say life on Mars likely from the scans they've been doing. Gosh, I wish I could spend time on this. Another article here, U.S. hoping to start its withdrawal from Iraq in December. How are they going to do that in 6 months when things are worse there than ever? More deaths of troops than at any other time in the last 2 years. More car bombings. Another one today killing six, injuring scores. An article I don't believe out of the Arab press, Al Arabiya and others, saying that Rumsfeld's been meeting with Saddam and that he may release him if Saddam helps deal with the insurgency. I don't believe that for a minute. But they certainly put all the Baathists, like 90-something percent of them, back in positions of power. So, again, you can take that for what it's worth. That degenerate England lady pleaded guilty in Abu Ghraib case, Fort Hood, Texas. Defense attorneys are hoping a plea deal for Lindy England, the demon, will be accepted by an army judge as a reservist whose image became synonymous with Abu Ghraib prison scandal heads to court. But we have the memos where the government was ordering all this from Mr. Gonzalez and others, our new attorney general, White House counsel at the time, and they never get in trouble. In fact, in the Army report, they admit a lot of this was ordered, but it's still somewhat of a public secret. New laser guns being developed for U.S. police, this out of the Scotsman. Two types of laser guns are being developed for use by police officers in the U.S. It emerged today. The next generation fires a plasma beam that stuns and disorients, causes disorientation of the suspects. A New Scientist magazine is now reported, and it's pretty high-powered and partially classified right now, so it's limited info. I know they have microwave guns and sound cannons as well. Those have already been deployed. Fall River police handcuffed 7-year-old outside his elementary school. It's just like with the 5-year-old, and they had it around his wrist and ankles. Until he calmed down. So turning them into good little prisons. Here's another one. This is out of the News Tribune in the town of Clovis. The school investigation, not all it's wrapped up to be. They locked down the surrounding area of the town, locked the school down, sent snipers in, and it was a child for their home ec class, home education class, health class, brought a burrito they were supposed to make at home, and someone saw the burrito and thought it was a machine gun. Folks, I'm not kidding. And the principal says it was a good drill for everyone and a good learning experience. Yes, learning how to be a slave. Here's one. This is in La Plata, Maryland. They are little remote-controlled drones, little kites with engines that fly around with cameras, and it says it's going to be used to monitor the public and remote control area camera to watch for emergencies and troublemakers. And I know L.A. just bought over a dozen of these things that look like flying saucers that are going to be flying around. It looks exactly like the little probe that they had in They Live to Watch the Public, one of those. That was even set in L.A. Father jailed opposing gay education for kindergarten son, Boston Globe. It was a public meeting at the school. He was angry about how they're sending home Heather Has Two Mommies. He said, I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. Don't teach my child about sex. I want him to be innocent. And he argued and said, I want a guarantee that you won't do this anymore. And so they arrested him. And I've been talking a lot about this. I'm glad it's being pointed out. This is the Washington Post. Government pumping millions, and then they admit in the article billions, into master's degrees in terror and homeland security, shifting the economy by what is taught in colleges over into police state, the future commissariat or political police force. Prosecutor, two 9/11 hijackers use library computers to buy tickets. This out of the Associated Press. So see, now we've got to monitor what you read and watch what you do at the libraries, because the terrorists might get us, but the border stays wide open. It goes on and on. I will extremely, in a very fast, expedited manner, plug my video, Martial Law, and when we get back with the number and ways to get it, then I'll go straight to three final calls. So we'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on your local MRFM station or global shortwave at 3210. And don't forget the internet at Infowars.com. My new film, Martial Law, is out. It's a mini-series, really three films in one. It's on DVD and VHS. You can order a hard copy via the Safe Secure shopping cart or any of my other great films. Got some other specials at Infowars.com. Watch lengthy clips of the films. Half of martial law is posted for free, folks. I just want to get the information out. But please get the original that supports us, and it's good to make copies from, higher quality. 1-888-253-3139 is a toll-free number to call and order. They can answer all your questions about that film and all the other films I've made and the films I carry. Got some new T-shirts, Infowars.com T-shirts, by the way. 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, order via Infowars.com. Or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions. All my films, my book, my weekly TV reports. It's a great deal. Plus, you can burn and download copies of the film over and over again onto DVDs very inexpensively and spread the word. Please take action. Gil in Texas. Gil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones.
Hello.
The Everclear of talk radio.
Huh.
If you were a drink, you would be Everclear. My question is about the, either, I think it's Steven Spielberg or George Lucas remake of War of the Worlds. It's supposed to come out this summer.
Steven Spielberg, yeah.
Yeah. I believe he once said that his vision is he gets the ideas of the movies, but he has two demons, he says, on his shoulders, and that's how he gets the, you know, the camera angles. Is that true?
I hadn't heard him say that.
As far as War of the Worlds is concerned, is there any truth that they're going to probably use a threat from outer space to kind of terrorize the public?
There is a U.S. government program that's admitted to have Jesus come back or aliens or Buddha. They've got giant hologram projectors mounted in DC-10s. Three of them project the image hundreds of feet tall or even thousands of feet tall. They have all sorts of plans like that. And H.G. Wells, who was a globalist futurist, even wrote nonfiction books, one called The New World Order, did write that book as an analogy of how the elite sees us.
Coldly
and calculatedly, in the deep space, they watched us, and they, you know, that's how the book opens.
H.G. Wells, father of Orson Welles, who did the original War.
No, he wasn't the father of Orson Welles.
And that's not the father? Oh,
no.
Really?
No, so I did hear the two, an old interview they did on WOAI. No, it was KTSA back in the 30s. That was interesting.
So this could possibly be a desensitization of the public as far as accepting that there are aliens from outer space that may come and attack us.
Yeah, and it also sells real well. I mean, it's interesting. Thanks for the call. I read science fiction. I like it. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. The previous one that reminded me, I don't recall if you mentioned the boy got suspended for making a pretzel gun in pretzel class, his second offense. Parents warned he might get suspended the whole year if it happens again, so I hope the kid doesn't get steamed and also makes pretzel bullets to go with it.
Well, he had a burrito, so he's evil, but go ahead.
And I must have missed that woman's reason as to how the child of rape is less than a person than is Janet Waco's A Wanted Child is a Happy Child. And while I've heard several interviews to the contrary, I expect that if that woman is right, then you should be able to get at least one woman or her rape child to call in and ask for an interview as to how the woman regrets having delivered or the child wished they were aborted, if you can find one.
Thanks, Roger. Chris in Kentucky, you'll be our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it real quick. The Humane Society is now authorized to have your pets chipped, and they're going to be furthering this condition. Because
in L.A. and places, San Francisco, you can't get a dog from the pound unless it has a chip.
Yeah, they're already enforcing it here, and it's already starting in 2 weeks here in Kentucky.
Oh, so it's mandatory there, too.
Yeah, they're going to get everything. If you're coming to Kentucky Derby, get ready for the foreign troops to protect you and keep you safe while the borders stay wide open.
Got to guard that Kentucky Derby. Remember last year, all the troops. Thanks for the call. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.